League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Prime Social. We got the tournament coming up at noon. Come hang out with us. Gilbert's here. He's got his bike in the middle of the poker room. And when Steve, the manager, comes over, hey, can we move this bike? Yeah, no.
There was a lot of resistance.
It was a little uncomfortable for a while, but Gilbert finally acquiesced. And then as Steve's going...
He goes, you're the manager?
Yeah. Steve is taking Gilbert's bike where Gilbert didn't want it to go, but it's going to go anyway. He's running the place.
He runs the place.
He said, you want me to move it for you? Yes. Yeah, move it. As he's walking away, you're the manager here? Yeah. Give me a Coke.
True story. That happened. It actually happened. Bring me a Coke. Steve turned around like, what? What did he just say?
Did you ask me if I'm a waitress or did you ask me if I'm the manager here?
No.
So that happened right here at Prime. And if you want to meet Gilbert, he's here. And yeah. He's probably going to get in the tournament, Gilbert, right? You going to play in the tournament? I got no money anyway.
So I know why,
because you're poor.
You can sign up to be in the tournament if you come before 12, you get 5,000 extra chips. You go from 15,000 starting stack to 20. And if not, you can still sign up until 2 o'clock. That's when the first break hits. And so you can still get in here later. You had a chance to win. Our listeners have been at the final tables. Either listeners or hosts have been at the final table. All three times that we played. We got the fourth one.
Fourth one today.
Today.
Yeah, so come on, hang out with us. It's always
I've been there twice.
It's a good tournament.
We had one listener was a chip leader when they chopped the pot. Sometimes you get to the final table, they won't play it all the way through. They'll just chop the pot up based on how many chips you have, and you go home, and you have money in your pocket.
Yeah.
You had that happen, so that's a nice little thing that can happen for you.
So I won a little tournament this week, which was awfully nice.
So the Rockets are pretty happy with their draft, and the Rockets feel like they are
And Steve got it. He got him his Coke.
What a nice guy.
That's a nice guy, Gilbert. Did you say thank you? That's it.
Well, be careful about saying anything you need.
No, yeah, don't do that.
Don't say anything you need, Steve.
One of your waitresses will be over here. The Rockets are pretty – what's not to be happy? Listen, Daryl Morey is really, really good at this, the second round. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who – I mean, it seems like they never have a first-round pick. Am I right? It's just, does it seem that way or is it really
no,
that way?
It actually is that way.
It actually is that way, and yet he makes magic in the second round of the draft time and time again. And he picked up a couple of guys. I know Vince Edwards, watching Vince. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch much USC basketball, but I saw Vince Edwards, and he's an athletic dude. He likes to he goes to the hole. He's got a nice quick first step. He's a guy who can probably he can probably add something to your mix, I think, relatively quickly. I don't know how much now Chris Paul being injured all the time certainly helps. For DeAnthony, no?
Well, so here's the thing with DeAnthony Melton. Now, remember, they like guys who can defend multiple positions. They like length, like Trevor Ariza. Here's his strengths. Impressive frame and length for a combo guard at 193, so he needs to get bigger, with a 6'8.5 wingspan. The guy's 6'3". He's got a 6'8.5 wingspan. Proportionate upper and lower body that should continue to fill out. Not overly explosive, but long strides. Has some side-to-side agility. versatile defender who can check either guard spot. That checks a big box for the Rockets. Competitive on that end of the floor, elite basketball instincts, tremendous anticipation in the passing lanes, quick hands, rotates for blocks, one of the best rebounding guards in the draft, 5.1 steals, 3.1 blocks, and 12.3 rebounds in two games at the combine, always around the ball, great cutter, impressive vision. Here's areas for improvement, not overly dynamic with the ball. This sounds exactly like a small Trevor Ariza, a shorter Trevor Ariza. All this sounds the same. Not overly dynamic with the ball. Very dominant right hand as ball handler. Plays mostly at one speed. Handle limits his ability to play on the ball for long stretches. Ariza. Only 12.3 points per 40 minutes as a freshman. Not instinctual scorer. More of a ball mover on offense. 28% from three as a freshman, so that obviously needs to get better. One thing with the Rockets, though, they project whether or not a guy is going to become a better three-point shooter if he has certain traits that will make him a better shooter. So my guess is what it looks like is it's the same kind of role that Trevor had, only he's more of a combo guard. But the main thing is nothing changes. You have to be able to defend. You have to have some length, and you have to be able to guard more than one position. And that's what Melton – apparently will give them projected role, 3 and D off guard. So he'll shoot some threes. He's going to play a lot of D, and he's going to be a two guard who can switch positions.
Edwards to me is more. He's 6'7". He drives to the hole, but he can shoot threes. He's a 40% 3-point shooter. Mm-hmm. To me, he's more Ariza-ish. He's the guy, I think, because at 6'3", I don't know that you can take Ariza's place at 6'3". Do you?
No, you can't. But he
you're talking about
his style.
His style.
His style at the two guard.
And watching Edwards, I see a lot of that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't watch close enough to know the kind of defender he is. But I do know this. He's a 40% 3-point shooter, 39% for his career, and 40% last year. He is a 4-year guy at Purdue, so immediately you know he can't play. But because if you stay in college for 4 years, you're obviously not very good. But he is a 40%er. He's a 47%er from the field, 51%, 52% from two. He dunks a lot. He'll drive to the hole, and he likes and he'll get out on the break, and he runs pretty well. I can see Vince Edwards being because of the guard situation with the Rockets, and unless Chris Paul gets hurt again.
Well, Gerald Green. I mean, I would assume he's a.
If
he's
a one-year back.
Guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be back to you.
Why not? He was a minimum salary guy.
Yeah. I would be looking for more. I mean, he also came as the season began. He had no leverage. I would think he might have a little more leverage. He might have made himself some money, and that's good.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play in Houston,
he was perfect
for
this, and he's instant offense in this. I would love to bring Gerald Green back.
If he's a low-dollar guy again, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, he is still very much it's still very much a heat check right off the bat. And if he's on, he's on. If he's not, he's not.
Well, that's okay.
It's who he is.
That's how
he is. He is athletic. He can still get to the basket and finish. I do like Gerald Green. I just would like a little more consistency off the bench from that position if possible. If he's going to be your instant offense. Because, man, when he will chunk shots from – I mean, he shoots the hardest shots and, frankly, can shoot and make the hardest shots. That's the crazy thing. I did more with him this year. Like, what? Oh, good shot.
Mm-hmm.
I did that more with him than anybody.
What kind of great shot was
Come
that?
Come on, Gerald. All right. And my kids would laugh at me like, you said Gerald, you were making fun of me. He made it. Shut up, Snacks. That was actually bad. If you shoot that shot in the game, you're going to be in trouble.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and hang out with us live. Gilbert is here, so come on by and meet Gilbert, okay, if that's not enough. That's another tease for everybody to come on out.
Did you see the article ESPN had on if you go to the Astros page on ESPN, they've got an article. Do we not appreciate Jose Altuve? And the whole gist of the article, I'll get to the exact wording because the wording is so dead on. It's basically Jose Altuve is hitting .343, and here it is, real or not. It's written by David Schoenfeld, and it says, Jose Altuve is a magician whose brilliance should be treasured. And it said, Jose Altuve's reigning American League MVP He leads the majors with a .343 batting average. The Houston Astros are having a terrific season, and yet we've hardly talked about him, and it seems a little weird. After all, the man is a baseball treasure, and we should always remind ourselves of that. Altuve went 3-for-4 with two homers, and the Astros 5-1 win. And his whole article is basically...
Who wrote this?
David Schoenfeld for ESPN. Uh-huh. And his whole article is basically like... Are we just taking Jose Altuve's greatness for granted? Do we even? You think about this, 343 in the history of watching baseball, of all your years watching baseball, that's a big deal. If you're hitting 340, that's like, wow, this guy is killing it. And now more than ever, you have specialty pitchers who are designed to lower your batting mm-hmm. average and make it harder on you. Every scouting report and advanced metrics are, to find your weaknesses as a hitter, here's where you don't pitch them, everything, right? You have to face brand new guys with power arms late in the game, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And yet Jose Altuve hits .340 on a regular basis. And we even, I don't think we take Jose Altuve for granted. I don't think that's, I think he means nationally. I don't think we take him for granted in the strictest sense of the I mean, in the general sense, but in the strictest sense, I do. I actually do feel like we take him for granted a little bit.
I think so, too.
Like, I just assume Jose's going to be great all the time. And it's like, well, what? You were even saying earlier, and you're like, man, what's going on with Altuve? He's only, you know, 308 right now. And it's...
But he was scuffling. Good. He's scuffling at 308.
Scuffling hitting 308. Yeah. But that's the bar we set for him, though.
No, that's the bar. All right, let's take a break. We could talk Altuve. I also want to talk about skinny, fat cheerleaders.
Is this going to go poorly?
Well,
do you think this is a good move?
This is no, that's in the lawsuit. You remember my term.
Do you remember when Raheel was fearless? Do you remember fearless?
Yeah,
Raheel?
No, not anymore.
With cup chicks and cinnamon challenges, and now he's
and
like
Bugattis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about
remember
that.
When he was driving around?
I forgot about that
in
one.
A Bugatti. Remember that when he was driving around?
Yeah. We had a meeting on that one.
Yeah, we had a meeting on that one. Anyway, we'll
that's
talk.
That's a T-shirt. Now I'm here for the. That is a new T-shirt that I saw, and I was like, I can't walk around with that. Yeah. I have kids.
Listen, I'm a man's man, and I still am offended by
it. I'm a man's man. What do you want me to talk about?
That wasn't my quote. That was somebody else's.
Oh, never mind. No, I know what that means. I want to talk about top taxes.
Talk about taxes.
So if you have a tax issue, you better have an expert working for you. I know my father-in-law does some stuff like that, and we talked about it one time, and he's just like, you know, you got to really, if you've been around this long enough, you know people who are on the other side, and it gets easier to get resolution. When I say resolution, I mean lowering and substantially lowering your tax bill, because more than likely you can't afford it. Now, maybe you made a mistake on it, maybe you didn't withhold enough, or maybe the IRS made the mistake and you need to reassess your entire tax bill. Well, Top Tax Defenders, what they do for you is they've got a bunch of lawyers who are experts in the field who understand the tax law and the tax code, and they're going to be out there working hard for you to make sure they get reductions and settlements for you. And I mean settlements that you can't possibly get by yourself. They know people. They've done this for over two decades. Here's the other thing. They work on audits. So if you're already in the middle of an audit, they can step in for you and start working for you to get the same resolution. And in some instances, they can actually flip it to where you are owed money. That has happened on more than a few occasions. So make sure that you go with the experts, Top Tax Defenders. TopTaxDefenders.com or call. More importantly, just make a call today and get started right away. 713-422-2225. That's 713-422-2225. TopTaxDefenders.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Prime Social 7801. I'll tell you what, we got two tickets to Schlitterbahn here. Okay? It's hashtag Bond Love. all-day admission, complimentary media program ticket. We got two of them, Galveston Island Water Park. The first person that comes in here and asks for these tickets is going to get them. That's all you have to do is ask for the tickets. We're up here at the main table here at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. Just come on in and ask for the two Schlitterbahn tickets, and they're yours. That's how easy it is. So, Schlitterbahn, we appreciate you. We gave away for the first response yesterday. We had some good – did you happen to hear – Dell, you might have to play. Kim Jong-un called the show yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un called. He was throwing shade. Well, he was
really, did he throw shade at?
He was making shade at Donald Trump.
Oh, I thought they were friends.
Now. I thought, yeah, well, you would think. Mm-hmm. You would think that they were friends after our president saluted him and had all those lofty compliments for him, but.
No. Seemed like they were good buddies.
They were good buddies.
Man, I saw, this is not a joke. I watched Bryant Gumbel's, Real Sports, still great. Bernie was in, they're doing a piece on Russia, because Russia has, they did a piece on Sochi Olympics. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a follow-up a few years later on the World Cup. Putin's really not very nice at all.
No.
He has people who are opponents, gunned down. Yeah. Other political figures.
Right.
People who wrote just things you take for granted, like, hey, this economist and this journalist and a politician, these three guys came out with a piece that said, in Sochi, Putin basically took like $20 billion, and it's some huge figure. It can't be $20 billion. But I swear to God, I thought they said $20 billion out of the whole infrastructure, and like it just disappeared, and he just gave it to cronies in different ways with different ridiculous contracts. Like they did all the economists did all the work on it. He's basically an accountant, did all the work, and they came out with this report of how shady it was, and they just want their country to be a regular country. They're back to old school Russia. Like it's, we know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it's all the way back. One guy got jailed. One guy just somehow accidentally got shot. And then another guy got jailed. And then eventually they broke into – like, one guy wouldn't shut up. He kept going after him, this time with the World Cup.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you're going to stay – you're going to stay in jail for a long, long time. On what charges? Doesn't matter.
Well, there was one – the one guy that was gunned down, he predicted. He said, I'm going to be killed. And then, like, a day later, he was dead.
You ever seen Icarus?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, he's on there too. He's got a mask on his face now because he doesn't want anyone to see what he looks like anymore.
Yeah.
Because he lives in the States, and he's like, yeah, I was already hurt. They were getting ready to kill me and make it look like a suicide. They told me I needed two people inside I had two moles basically say, yeah, you got to get out of here. You're a dead man. And so he left.
We're worried about Donald Trump. Okay, stop already. Okay, stop. We could have Kim Jong-un or we could have Putin. How would you like that? How would you enjoy that, everybody?
We do have some Putin still.
Apparently, the Texans have some issues. If you are not, if you're not in any shape, did you see this story? And I don't know what you guys think of this, but and there are new allegations coming out from
Could you put your microphone on? I think you need a comment.
Houston Texan cheerleader. She says that her skin was duct taped. Without consent.
Wait.
Before performances.
Skin was duct taped.
Duct taped.
What does that mean?
Because
this.
She claims that she was duct taped for being skinny fat. Quote unquote skinny fat. Quote unquote skinny fat.
That's exactly what I am.
So she had to perform with duct tape around her to keep that fat. From being that skinny fat, from showing during performances.
Isn't that what the whole Spanx industry is based on?
That's exactly it. So the Texans, basically this is a lawsuit that the Texans are cheap, that they wouldn't buy them Spanx.
Apparently, yeah, they weren't good. Well, they paid them like $4 a day.
75.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They, and.
Hey, NFL.
Wait. Is it really a problem when you duct tape people? I mean, is it?
No, there is.
Wait a minute.
It's a category.
Did they have to hold her down? She said against her will. Did they hold her down
and gag her
and, you know, maybe.
Do you want this $75 and all that attention on Twitter or not? Oh, how much? 75, and you've got a lot of people who are really going to like you on Twitter.
Like,
a lot.
Like creepily.
A lot. Like but they may to, come to your workplace.
And you have to follow 10,000 people to get 8,000 followers. That's what the Texans cheerleaders do. They follow every creepy guy, and they're like, yeah.
Look at
Stephanie,
you're
such, cheerleader.
You're so beautiful, Steph. Oh, hi, beautiful.
Mm-mm. And she's like, I have 10,000. Hey. I'm following 10,000 people. I don't see your stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, the way I'm sure it was, hey, Stephanie, do you want to go out today? Do you want to get paid? Do you want
your 75?
You know the drill. You didn't starve yourself all week. You know the drill.
Lift your arms up. We're taping you from side to side.
I've
never heard of this in my life.
But
tape?
I don't see it really as a problem, if you want to know the truth. If you do everything else to you put makeup on so you don't really look like yourself. You put Spanx on so that you cover up that you're maybe a little bit heavier, and you make it look like you have a really nice, fine shape. Mm-hmm. You put padded bras or, lifters up.
So these are choices you make.
These are the choices. Yeah, but and is duct tape all that bad?
But did she – I mean, it seems really bad. Like, I have to put duct tape on my body?
Yeah,
hold on. That is really cheap also on the Texans part and Nike. Isn't Nike the official NFL provider, right, of uniforms and all that? Nike, make a pro combat Spanx, all right, for the cheerleaders. Give them something. Give them a little pro combat Spanx.
Isn't it for her stomach? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have to tape it up. What else can you do?
You can wear compression gear.
Compression gear on your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Spanx are.
You think duct tape looks better?
It's really thin. It's really, really so thin you can't even tell.
Yeah,
and
you can't
pull the shirt down.
You can't tell there's this beautiful gray tape around somebody.
No.
It seems really.
Yeah, it was odd that she was in a midriff and she looked like a really bad package.
Yeah.
You get a UPS, some dude just wrapped it. Like, I got to send this really fast. What? This makes no sense. Why duct tape? Why not that clear tape at least?
Yeah. The packaging tape?
Yeah, why not
like
packaging
you get,
tape?
Where you can go. And it automatically, it's got that jagged edge.
Yeah. cut yourself on that.
But the bottom line is she's not choosing to do it. Makeup is a choice. All the other stuff is a choice.
Oh, no, makeup's not a choice.
First of all, what is the...
Hold on, you think a cheerleader could go out there with no
Brazil.
Makeup?
No.
What is skinny fat mean? What
I don't know,
say?
But Holly says, I'm skinny fat. So that's an amazing idea.
Ooh.
Cheerleaders need to quit whining.
What does it mean, skinny fat?
I don't know
skinny
what that
fat
is. I think you're not don't have abs, you don't have definition.
Yeah, you're not
fat. But it you got
but you're not skinny
you're not,
either.
You're not
girls,
tight.
I understand why women are so they really are held to ridiculous standards sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then they hold themselves to some standards now where I think that we
– Yeah, but that's
– Well, my wife ask you said, a question. What's the standard for a cheerleader, though?
Well, they are – yeah. They're going to be fit.
You're supposed to be pretty.
You're going
to
be fit.
Dance well. And you're supposed to be in good shape. That's the job.
Maybe she was in good shape.
Well, she said she was skinny fat.
Well, your body type – people have different body types.
Yeah,
right.
She might have been
– can't
what's
control
her name?
Your
Let's
DNA.
Look her up. Well, do you have a name?
I don't know. I don't know if they're given out the names. Let me see. Yeah, they might
she's
be.
Got a,
yeah.
Is this a lawsuit?
Leader of the sixth cheerleader come forward.
Cheerleader
with the Kelly.
Cheerleader Wait, is this Kelly. With the Texans? Six have come forward?
Six are suing them, yeah. Five, and now they're
That the other one's for their pay.
Dang. Right. Yeah.
And being shamed. Body fat shamed.
Is there not a cheerleaderreference.com where I can see all-time roster?
No, there's not. Because I'd sponsor Sarah's page.
You, back in the day.
Like Baseball Reference, you can sponsor pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the all-time.
She was the GOAT.
They called her Pope.
Yeah, she was the Pope.
She had so many followers.
I don't know
she
if
did.
This is her or not.
She was more popular.
Yeah.
If I put in Texans cheerleader Kelly, this is, she comes up.
Could be 100.
Oh,
yeah, that's just skinny. That's not skinny fat.
Well, maybe she had a no.
Get Jason on here. What's up, Jason?
Jason, you know what skinny fat is?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Jason?
What's that?
Hey, so I just heard you guys talking about Skinny Fan. I was laughing to myself because, well, first I kind of wanted to talk about what my understanding of it is. You guys open to that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So skinny fat is when somebody appears to be, they just look like they're skinny, but they're actually, they have no muscle mass and it's all fat and it just hangs on them.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, but they're still thin. But they're still thin, but they don't have definition. Right.
Well, they appear to be thin.
I don't even know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, just fluffy. That's what it is.
No, it could be like Marshall Faulk, who was, there's endomorphs, ectomorphs, where the fat is on top of the muscle or behind it or whatever.
There is no muscle. You're thin, but you don't have any muscle definition.
Everyone has muscle. It's the definition.
Right, right.
So Marshall Faulk always looks soft. I mean, that's his body type.
Right.
That's his DNA. But he was in really good shape. I don't even know. I don't even know.
As Holly says, skinny fat is when you don't have abs, but you're not fat, just fluffy, and they wrap you in dance too.
No, that sounds.
They do. They
your
wrap
job
you.
Is
this
to
is
be...
a. Di- See, I learn new things all the time. They wrap each other. This isn't. I thought that's what Spanx was. They do. This is duct tape is a thing.
Spanx on a budget.
Duct tape?
Yeah.
Come on, Texans. Pick it up. Don't be so cheap. Buy some Spanx.
Hey, let's go get some
duct tape. And then you won't
tape.
Have people suing you because you're taping them.
Let's duct tape Gilbert.
No, nope.
Let's see.
Gilbert is not skinny fat.
He's fat. Well, but let's see if we can make him appear to be skinny fat.
Why is you body shaming Gilbert?
But Gilbert, he rides his bike every day.
Okay. He does. Ride a little bit harder, Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. No,
look, you have to understand, Raheel is at a point where he will pick on anyone considering what he's going through right now because of what his buddy did to him. So Raheel wants to push that shame onto others to make himself
Absolutely.
Feel better.
Yeah, because
what did his buddy do?
When he took his shirt off and playing basketball, his buddy was like, hey, you're going to Saltgrass a little too much over there, aren't you?
Oh, did somebody hold on a second. Did somebody shame you?
You feel bad about
it. It's not your fault. It's
he
okay.
Did shame
you're getting
me.
Older.
He shook me.
Let's say.
You got shook?
He's shook.
I've been on a diet for 2 weeks, man.
You got shaved? It's okay. You're good enough.
Hey,
you're not judged by who you are as a person, not like what
not really.
Your abs
not
are
really.
Looking like.
Not really. When you first see, hey, you're kind of
John,
fat.
You're not.
Oh, that's right. Hey, you know what you need to you know what you need to do? Forget fat shaming. You need to pocket watch people.
So if you are bill shamed, and go, I will tell you this: Bill Advisor is going to bill shame you at first. You're not intentionally, but you're going to feel like it when they look at your bill and they say, ooh, they are charging you how much? Yikes. And you're going to feel ridiculous. And you're going to realize, I've been doing this for how long? I've had money leaving my pocket that I didn't have to for how long? And when you start doing the math, it's going to make you feel really sad. What Bill Advisor does, they go in on energy bill, on your satellite, your cable, your home phone, your cell phone, internet, all of these things, home security, homeowners insurance, auto insurance, and they will take a look and they know what the rates should be. And they negotiate with the customer retention department, which you can't get to. You can get to customer service, not retention. And the people who want to hang on to your business, they will negotiate for you and get your bills chopped down. Now, on average, they will tell you it's between $800 and $900 on average. The fact is, many, many people are saving like I did, over $1,000. And in fact, I saved $2,000 the very first year I did that. And all you have to do is go to BillAdvisor.com. It's BillAdvisor.com. And you can find out everything that they'll do for you. BillAdvisor.com. Or you can simply go to the web, or you can simply text them GO to 232323. That's GO to 232323. And let them get started for you. BillAdvisor.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So I just got off the phone with Jimmy from Sun and Ski.
Oh, did you call him? I didn't see that.
No, I didn't call him. Gilbert did. And I said, he works at Sun and Ski. And the first thing I said is, you gave Gilbert your cell phone number? Did you think that was a good idea? And he said, well, somehow he got it about 15 years ago, and he calls me every day, maybe every 10 minutes or so. So, but they are hooking Gilbert up. He needs a new seat for his bicycle because it's ripped up. Apparently, Jimmy was aware of this. He said, well, because he asks me for a new seat every day, and he is going to give you that seat when you go over there. He's going to hook you up with a seat, Gilbert, for your bicycle. Yeah.
Good.
So Sun and
After
Ski.
After I got my free Coke here, I wanted my free seat.
Sun and Ski, the official bicycle provider of Gilbert.
They open late till
9 o'clock. Gilbert wants everybody to know.
It's not the first ad he's done. Yeah. He did one for clients back in the day.
So if you're in the market, you know what? They hook Gilbert up, so they should hook you up with whatever you need at Sun and Ski. Okay.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I do not like Neymar. I don't like Neymar.
Brazil, he's a little biz.
He is such a crybaby all the time, and he's been angry this entire match. He just flopped and tried to get a penalty kick. The ref was going to call it, but now they have the video assistance is what they do now, where you can – they actually will review it in the command center. And they went, nope, pure flop. Like, I like this idea because there's basically one guy in soccer who has to call the whole thing.
But we've been watching, and you said they haven't really overturned any. That they overturned.
No, that's a major one. A lot of them they don't overturn, though. Yeah. A lot of them they don't overturn. Nick wants to talk about Texans cheerleaders. Let's get Nick in here. What's up, Nick?
What do you say, Nick?
Hey, guys. I just a quick comment on the whole duct tape deal. It's kind of crazy in my mind. A year or two ago, Beyonce had mentioned in an article that she wears like two pairs of pantyhose underneath her regular outfits to keep everything looking tight and whatnot. I mean, she's still a regular woman, as good a shape as she's in, you know?
Yeah, I mean, girls do I don't get why this is such a big deal.
Duct tape sounds a little demeaning. It's one thing to have pantyhose or your Spanx or whatever, but duct tape?
Yeah, it's a little out there.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Right, women are so – I guess it's because we've made it like that as men, but, I mean, gosh, so many women who look good who think they don't – you know, think there's something wrong with them. I'm just like, that's kind of sad. I don't ever want my daughter – just like my wife. Do I look skinny like this? No, you look great. Well, that's the wrong answer. You don't say it. I said, do I look skinny? No, you look great.
No, see?
What?
Nope, it's not the right answer. That's
you have to say, yes, yeah, skinny, because for guys, skinny means something. We think skinny means, like, you know, it's not a compliment, skinny.
Guys.
Right? Am I wrong about this?
Natural-born Schiller says, skinny fat is when a girl looks great in clothes, but is all flabby without the clothes.
Wow.
Yeah. But here's the deal again. They do everything. They wear girdles. They wear push-up bras. They wear makeup. They do every. Why is duct tape such a bad thing?
Because you get it in the hardware section.
So what? No. But they don't care. However, they're going to look better.
It's the same thing. You wrap up wires with like.
Yeah.
It's whenever you want to hold the camper.
Well, guess what? It's going to hold
the old
gonna hold
camper
that
together
fat.
With some duct tape.
It's going to hold that fat together so you look really, really good in your
little
outfit. Yeah,
if you get something in the hardware department,
right,
you should.
When you have to go to Home Depot to get your basic beauty stuff, then it's not
Home Depot, you should
have beauty stuff on aisle six.
Hey, you need some duct tape? Yeah, I mean, why? You got some exposed wires? No, I got some flab on the side. I got a love handle I need to put back in place.
Yeah.
What? You don't need duct tape for that. Spanx,
if it works, it works.
Compression
exposed
gear.
Wires.
Who cares where you buy it? It works.
Stop being Texas.
Exposed belly.
Stop being cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you like duct tape? Have you ever tried chicken coop wire?
The hell, sir? This is a Home Depot. Why am I here?
You know
at
what
Home
you
Depot?
Can get? Well, we got
in
if
the
it's
beauty
cold,
department at Home Depot.
You know how you wrap your pipes with the nice? We've got a nice thing where you can wrap your midsection if it's cold and you got a cheer. Like, no, I'm not looking for a flak jacket, sir.
Oh. No,
is Gilbert breathing louder than normal?
Oh yeah, he is.
You're a loud breather. I don't know if you know that, Gilbert. I think everybody can hear it through the microphones, and you're way over there.
It's a growl now.
Yeah. If you want to see a picture of Gilbert, you can. There's a picture of Gilbert on my Instagram Raheel Doing Things.
Oh, it's a new one.
My new
took
Instagram.
It today.
Yeah, Raheel Doing Things.
Everyone gets surprised, like, after all these years that Gilbert is Chinese. Like, people, what? I didn't know. Like,
well, he's told you many times.
What?
Whoa.
Well, he's
that's Raheel's new thing. You can't mention somebody. That anyone has an ethnicity.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. What? Gilbert is just—he's a human.
No, he's Chinese.
Whoa, dudes!
It's okay to say Chinese.
Ever since. Oh, look, everybody for Costa Rica is falling to the ground simultaneously.
They're all dead.
They're all trying to get red cards.
Somebody is sniping up in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody from Costa Rica is on the field.
You're going to love this when you see what this is. They intentionally are doing this. Okay, so, you know, Netflix, Del, dude, can you play the trailer? Can you get the trailer ready? I sent you. Yeah, Netflix comes out with a lot. I'm now watching. I've had enough people tell me that I need to watch the is it The Keepers? Yeah, The Keepers, which is supposed to be a really good Netflix documentary about a nun who got killed back in 69.
Oh,
and
okay.
Some people
yeah,
from
yeah,
the
I've
Catholic
seen that, yeah.
School. It's supposed to be really good. Dirty Money was excellent.
Yeah.
So Netflix, when Evil Genius came out, I watched that. Like, yep. Wow, this is fantastic. Netflix documentaries are great. There's a new Netflix show on. Now, I like cooking shows, too. I like food shows on Netflix, like Chef's Table and stuff like that.
Well, what's the one you mentioned every show?
Ugly Delicious.
Ugly Delicious. And I love Ugly Delicious.
You
David Chang got a little preachy in that one. Well, there's a new one that came out today, and I don't want to tell you what it is. I'll just play the trailer.
All right, let's play it on the other side.
On the other side, we'll play the trailer.
And we'll play the trailer on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But right now, we got to give me the VIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's the website for you to sell your car. And we've been talking about, John Clay Wolf he's unbelievable how many cars he buys every single day. He goes to auction and he sells them, and this is what he does, and he's really, really good at what he does. And what he does is he gives you the best price for your vehicle, and he's guaranteeing it because he says, if I don't, I'll pay you $100. If CarMax can beat my offer, I pay you $100. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's silly for you not to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. It is the place to sell your vehicle. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf will buy it. He'll do all the paperwork through your dealership, wherever you're buying your car, for all the tax purposes and everything else. Not to worry. John Clay Wolf is here for you at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Del. Raheel's going to join us here again in a few minutes, but... So when last we left you, Netflix has a new
came
documentary
out today. It's a new show that they produced, and it's a cooking show. It's a cooking show. I think there will be some listeners who are interested. It's a little different spin. Here's Netflix. No lie, this is literally on Netflix. We're playing a trailer from Netflix. This isn't a gag or a joke. Here's their new show.
If you're a fan of weed and a fan of good food, then you've come to the right place. Two terrific chefs will go bud for bud in this cannabis cook-off using one secret ingredient. It's weed. Their fate lies in the hands of our celebrity judges.
I want to be the Simon Cowell of edible marijuana.
You guys ready to have some fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's cook.
I love cooking with marijuana.
I'm going to cook the grilled cheese in the cannabis butter. Chorizo!
We have two very attractive chefs today.
Bring out the good stuff.
It's an Amnesia Haze.
OG Kush, Girl Scout cookies.
How do they come up with the names?
You just make them up.
Time's up in 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
All right. You made it.
Very good.
Best salad dressing I've ever had.
Let the herbs settle in.
I ate a lot of stuff. It is getting wild in here.
Wait, there was pot in that?
I gotta go see my PO.
Now it's time to judge.
Hit him with the damn test. Oh!
Get ready, because this is cooking on high.
It's a whole show where they're making edibles. And they're and
cooking
the judges,
on high.
The judges are getting high. They're cooking with weed. They're using it while they cook.
Great idea.
It's just... It's a stoner cooking show.
It's fabulous.
It's a stoner cooking show. The first I've ever heard about.
Did we not have a contest?
We started it.
Yes.
We started it at Nick's. Brian Caswell was the judge. And we didn't just limit it to that. It was you could be just screwed
you
up.
You had to have
like,
something.
It could be drinking or whatever. Yeah. It was late night. It was basically
what is
a late
whatever
night
is
cooking
in
challenge.
Your house.
Yeah.
Right.
So PD came and had hot dogs and ramen noodles and like.
Somebody had a burrito of some kind.
Danny Vera
yeah.
made Cheeto-crusted shrimp.
That's right.
Brian Caswell was like, man, this is really good. Like, I want to put this on the menu. And, yeah, we did that first. And next we had three people doing a cook-off.
We did that first. We didn't use weed in it.
No, it's just like if you're screwed. Like, what would you make at night when you're trashed? So trash can mean whatever to a bunch of different people. You get five total ingredients. And at first we were going to say you could only use a microwave.
Right.
That's what you had to do. But then we opened it up, and Nick like allowed his kitchen to be used, and Caswell loved it. And before you know it, Danny was on the cooking show with us. We actually had Southbound Food. Danny Vera, who won, Brian said to this day, PD's food that he ate because he was a judge. Mm. He's like, I have nightmares about it to this day, how terrible it was. It was like mayonnaise, hot dogs. There's another goal. Mayonnaise, hot dogs, ramen noodles. It was just an atrocity. He said it was the worst thing I've ever tasted. And he goes, I can't get it out of my head. I wish I would have never even been there for that.
Why won't they just stop this game? They just came another goal. It's 7 minutes after extra time when they were only supposed to have six.
Brazil's cheating.
Just stop. And Neymar scores a goal. Do you have him? Who do you have? No.
I had nothing.
Lukaku you have. Or who do you have?
No, Neymar is the favorite for the Golden Boot.
He is?
Yeah, he's the favorite. He was the favorite. I've got Lukaku and Harry Kane. Yeah. I feel okay about my guys. They both had two goals.
You should have gotten Cristiano. That's who you should have
gotten.
Yeah,
he's got four now.
Yeah.
So
That's who you should have gotten.
See, World Cup is awesome, John. You love it.
I've been watching all of them. I've been watching all the games.
It is fun because the countries are like, you know, there's a lot of different storylines, and then you get to see this on TV too. Because whoever's on the camera, they're always searching for the hottest girls in the – it never fails. And you see what they found one from Russia, and it turns out she's a porn star. The internet was going crazy. Oh, my God, these Russian girls are going, oh, porn star.
Well, and?
Well, I'm just saying.
Let's see.
Well, I didn't tell you how to search it now. Well,
let's go see about
true,
that.
It's true, though. It's a true story.
All right. Yeah, I'm a soccer fan.
Cooking on high. How about that? Didn't that sound like something that would be on the Chappelle show, though?
Yes. Yes, it really does.
Now, for the first time, the secret ingredient is weed. Sorry, chef, you've been chopped. Did you see the funniest tweet I saw yesterday was Uncle Chaps from Barstool? Did you see the manager? You had to have. The Argentinian manager who took his jacket off, and he's got sleeves of tattoos. He's got the tight shirt on, the V-neck shirt, the bald head guy, the manager. And Chaps took a picture of the screen and says, sorry, chef, you've been chopped. And it looked exactly – he looks exactly like one of those chefs. Exactly like that.
Oh, I saw it now. I see. The Russian – oh, yeah, she's a hero. She's a heroine. And she is an adult actress. Good for her. Good for her. She's a big Russian fan, though.
What's her name?
Does anyone care?
Slovakia something.
For the Google.
All you have to do is put in Russian soccer fan porn star, and she comes up. And her Danica, X-rated movies such as various aliases. She uses alias. Natalia Andreeva, Adela G. Danica, Amanda Asia. You can find her in under any of them. She looks like she's really good at her job. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Live from Prime Social. We got the tournament starting at noon. We want you to come on by and play $100 bounty on Lance and myself. If you knock us out, you get the $100 chip. And also, if we're going to be tonight, we're going to be at Christian's Tailgate on Congress. Larry Durker and I and more. And all kinds of great giveaways, including autographed baseballs from Nolan Ryan and Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell and autographed cards and pictures and all kinds of great stuff that Larry Durker has put together to give away tonight. And we'll be on Facebook Live That is going to happen as well. So we want you.
So you can watch it all on Facebook Live?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cool. And make sure you give the Facebook account. Like whose account? Or
I don't know that.
Okay.
That's above my pay grade. I don't know anything about that.
What does Dirk do right now?
Hangs out. I think he's retired.
He's always had a little different mind for baseball. Like, he's always thought outside the box. I thought what was one of – I think you have to – I heard this about Josh McDaniels, that he thought he had to be just like Belichick when he went and had his first head coaching job, and he recognized that. And Dirk has even admitted in the past, he went from being the fun-loving guy in the booth to, once he became manager, he just changed. He wasn't the same guy. Yeah. You know, the pressure of the job, and he
it
was –
it really did get to him.
Yeah. And I think that – I wonder how much that happens with – probably happens with a lot of people. And we see it. There's a tremendous – as a coach, it's something I can tell you. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on coaches year to year. Jeff Van Gundy, we've always joked that there's a different in-season Van Gundy than there was out of season. I think Bill O'Brien is probably a little similar with some of that, just to keep it local. But when it changes you fundamentally, like Larry Durker was always – I always think of him as an outside-the-box thinker, but I didn't feel like he was outside the box as an Astros manager at all.
Well, he has got – no.
They do feel like it now as an organization. They're very much – they've actually changed the box.
Yeah.
They went – they were an outside-the-box organization, and now the box has shifted. Maury's the same way. The analytics groups basically say – you know, analytics, which when it really gets down to is, if you really break it down, it turns into advanced common sense, things that make sense. Like on the football side – it's an analytic move to say, we're going to run more plays, because the more plays we run, the more points we score, and the job of a football team is to score more points than the other team.
That's
like, well, that sounds like common sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's analytics.
That is what it is. We got to say goodbye. We're saying goodbye, or did we already say goodbye, Dell, to 94.1? Yeah. So we said goodbye to them. And we are here, and Raheel's going to join the fray next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, did you have any pops yesterday? How do you feel today? You maybe not don't feel as well. I had some pops yesterday. I think I prove it. I can prove it. But all you have to do is look at my Twitter feed, and you will see. And all I needed to do was take three capsules of Thrive Plus, and I feel better today. You are guaranteed to feel better, because if you don't...
Science.
It is science, and it's way above anything I can... I can't even explain to you how it works. That's how dumb I am compared to these Princeton scientists who put together this formula, these capsules, that will make you feel better and curb whatever effects alcohol have on you. They know how to do it. I don't. They said, try not to explain it anymore, because you're like, what you're saying in the scientific world is like Jose Altuve just hit a touchdown. So try not to explain it anymore. All I can do is tell you it works. So if you're looking to feel better tomorrow after you have a few pops tonight, it's Friday, you'll probably have a few pops. All you got to do is go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. Feel better, guaranteed, at DecideThrive.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.